Hello, Tommy?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Tommy.
All right, now we've got two Donnas, a Dennis and a Tom.
Now, everybody, listen, Tom, are you there?
Yes.
Dennis, are you there?
I'm here.
Donna, who Dennis and who Dennis without with, are you there?
I'm here.
Other Donna with the 3-year-old, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
they're
great.
All there.
Listen,
here.
Here's what I am going to do now. I'm going to give you guys 60 seconds to work this out on your own. Mike,
yeah,
and I are...
I don't know what's...
We can't do this, so you guys just sort it out, and you need to get a team leader, and Dennis Murphy, I think it should be you.
Ready? Go. Go. Okay. Go ahead. Work this out.
Yeah.
Donna won.
Hello?
Huh?
Hey, okay, Donna.
Yes?
I would like to go out with both Donnas, if possible.
What a surprise.
Excuse me? Now that's a
the green factor.
I can back out right now.
Hey, Donna?
Because I can back out right now.
Okay, no. Donna. Oh, God.
That's the new Donna.
Hello?
Hello?
Huh?
Dennis.
Okay, Donna.
Which one?
Got one.
Thomas doing
Tom's
the parent.
Well, the
one guy.
Hope he doesn't start being the robot.
Uh huh.
Yeah, Donna. Jesus. Would you like to go out with me?
Where's the
would
robot?
Would you like to go out with me, Donna?
Me?
Yeah.
I said I would. But if there's like some kind of problem, then I can just go. I can back out.
Dennis,
okay,
bye-bye.
Donna won.
Yes.
Well, would you like to go out?
Tell the other Donna that you're a lot of fun.
God.
You're good company and a lot of fun to go out with.
Yeah. Hey.
Man, Jesus.
Okay.
I need the cuckoo sound effects.
Donna,
I'm waiting for Nurse
Caputo.
Ratchet to come in and ask for the medication.
Yeah. Last name over the radio.
Dennis, stop that.
Oh, God.
There's the aggressive tone.
The funny thing about it is,
what? Did
you and Tom and I were friends, and all of a sudden, whoever, God knows what, is calling the radio show and got me on there.
Is this Donna number?
Hold on.
Is this Donna number two that's getting all upset now?
Who's who's mad, Donna number two or Donna number one?
I'm Donna number two, I guess that's what I am.
You're the one with the 3-year-old.
Huh? Yeah.
And you're upset because
Donna number two?
Huh?
Yeah, why are you upset? You were yelling at Dennis.
I'm upset because I was their friend.
Yeah?
And they call me a phone sex girl. My mother heard that.
Oh, dear.
And my little boy likes Dennis and Tom and Don and Mike.
Yeah.
And they were having a conversation together.
Uh-huh.
Who was? Dennis and your son?
Dennis and my son, Tom and my son. About you guys.
Okay.
I mean,
listen,
it was just supposed to be a friend thing. It was on a friendly base.
All right, then listen, Tom, Tom and Dennis, both of you, I don't think that Donna number two wants to go out with either of you. Am I right about that?
Would that be accurate, Donna number two?
I didn't mind going out on a date with Dennis.
Oh. I got
you know,
one with number
somewhere.
Two.
But Tom,
hold on. Time out. What,
Tom
what
wants
Tommy?
To date too,
I got
now.
Number two.
You want number two, Tom?
Yep, I'll go number two one.
Well, number two doesn't want to go out with you, though.
No, but see, Tommy tried too hard.
Okay, so Tom, I think...
Tommy kept calling and saying nasty things over the phone. Dennis can attest to this fact that he said something nasty.
Yes, I could attest to it.
Tom, Gavin, did you say something nasty, Tom?
Tom, did you say something nasty?
The M word.
MF?
No. M-A-F.
I was you know what to himself.
Oh, masturbation?
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Tom.
Tom, did you really do that?
No.
He said worse on my answer machine, too.
He's okay. Denying it.
All right, what a mess.
He called me the F word, too.
Oh, dear.
You know, this is like the dating game if you're on acid. That's what this is like. Listen, all of yous, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I'd say, Dennis, it sounds like you could go out on a date with Donna number two.
Yeah.
However, if you do that, you will... blow off any chance of success with Donna number one.
Yeah, Donna number one, how do you feel about all of this?
Has Dennis told you what he did the other night?
No.
Dennis, you didn't tell them?
What did he do, Donna?
Go ahead, Dennis, tell us. Dennis, tell us right now.
Okay, what happened was Donna just had a baby around 2 weeks ago.
What, Donna number one?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it yours?
It's not mine.
What?
It's not mine.
Okay,
but, I went over to give Donna 100 diapers and a case of beer.
That's just what the newborn mother needs. 100 diapers,
yeah,
and a case of beer.
Oh my God. Oh boy, man. I tell you, you are the welcome wagon, Dennis.
Yes, he did.
Donna, yep. Number one, you just had a baby. Who's the father? Are you still seeing the father?
No.
No?
Now, Donna, number one, are you mad at Dennis?
No.
Okay.
Dennis is a sweetheart.
So it's okay with you if Dennis goes out with Donna, number two?
Well, of course. We're just
Where's Donna, number one, at?
Donna, number one. Oh, there's Tom. Tom, would you like to go out with Donna, number one?
I'd like to go with Donna, number two.
Well, Donna, number two, I think, only wants to go out with Dennis.
Yeah, because you said bad words on her answering machine,
I'll take
Tom.
Number two.
No, you can't have number two.
I'll take number one.
Number one, would you like to go out with Tom?
I get sloppy seconds.
Number one.
Number one.
Tommy?
This is Locutus,
yes,
of Borg.
Do you meet at Redskin Stadium with Bruce with Pork Chop?
Yes.
It's been a little while. I didn't.
Is that number one talking to Tom?
I've lost track. Listen, I have a colossal headache now. Listen, y'all figure it out and call us back, okay? All right, bye now. Bye. All right, hang up on all of them.
See you later.
Hang up on all of them.
See you later.
Who knows?
100 diapers and a case of beer.
We'll be right back.
Radio Gods. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
WJFK. It's the kind of radio program that makes you want to go to your office, lie on the couch, and cry about your mammy. The Don and Mike Show.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
Coast to coast. We're on the Westwood One Radio Network, Westwood One Entertainment. Ask for us by name. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. On right now in beautiful Sacramento, California. We're on KHTK. In Lafayette, Louisiana, Sports Radio Casey, KACY. And thank you for listening in Barrie, Vermont on WSNO. Yeah, too much stuff to get to today. Too much stuff.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Fridge. Okay, we have William Perry on the show today.
Where is he playing now?
On his couch.
Yeah. He's not playing. I thought he was like with some. Wasn't he with the World League?
He is out of the World League and contemplating a move into the world of professional wrestling.
Ah, there you go.
That's pretty much a logical move for William Perry.
Sure. I think so.
Have him on in a few. Also today, a new game, not unlike some of the stuff we've done, like It's All Relative, where we have embarrassing questions.
Mm-hmm.
The game will be called My Pappy.
Yep.
And I guess it would work best with women, although we can come up with embarrassing questions for guys.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be kind of interesting to have a gal call her Pappy
right
on the air,
yeah, uh-huh,
and say, Pappy, I've got a fantastic prize I can win for you if you can identify, for instance, the first boy who ever saw me totally naked.
Wow.
And, you know, if Pappy has the right answer, if they match,
right,
well, then we've show me Charlie Broyhill.
Yeah, all right.
Then we have a grill.
Mm-hmm.
A grill worth $700, a real macho man-sized grill to give away for Father's Day.
What dad doesn't want a grill?
All right, so that'll be in a couple. Also, we've got to go through these tapes.
Yeah.
Because they are piling up.
Got to. Man, and that right side, seriously, looks like it's so heavy it's going to collapse.
We're heavy in the S's and the T's, Mike.
Yeah, the S's and the T's have always been, the T's especially, have always been very, very heavy on this show.
So we'll go through the drop-ins from A to Z. We've got some entertainment news. We want to take your telephone calls. A couple of program notes also. Today, it'll be William Perry.
Uh-huh.
Then next week, we'll have Tracy Davis on the show, Sammy Davis Jr.'s daughter.
Wonderful.
And next week on Wednesday and Thursday, we talk the talk and walk the walk,
what,
with radio's number one psychic, Mike. Aline Cunningham.
Easy, Mike.
Down, boy.
Take it easy.
She's going to be here.
Yeah. She'll be here soon enough.
And next Friday, the whole wacky show live from Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, and if you're in Wichita, make sure you make a point to come downtown and see the big shoe.
Yeah. Dennis Murphy dancing in a cage, etc. Now, and the Dear Dottie stuff. We got to do that today. Well, first, let me finish up with the... I have that nasty habit of starting something and not finishing.
Are you going to go back to the cities?
Yes, the cities.
Ah.
The worst and the best cities to live in America, according to Money Magazine. I just give you the ones that broadcast our show.
Okay.
And I will give you the rank. Now, not all of the cities that we're in made the list.
Only right. The total list is how long?
300.
300 from best to worst.
Madison, Wisconsin, best.
Okay.
Rockford, Illinois, the worst.
All right, gotcha.
Okay. Among the cities that we broadcast to, the city that finished the highest was Tampa.
Tampa Bay.
All the beautiful Tampans.
Sure.
Number 11.
Way to go. Congratulations, Tampa. Right.
And I cannot let this moment pass without pointing out what I believe is the supreme Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
The sign that civilization as we know
what?
Is over in the toilet. They are renaming Tampa Stadium. The Big Sombrero.
Yes.
They are naming it after... I forget the name of the restaurant. It's like Bennigan's or TGI Fridays or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's not right.
So, I mean, they did it with the bowl games, and now they're going to do it
they're
with the stadium.
Hello, hotline.
Hey, speak to ice. Who's on the glory?
It's the mystery caller on our telephone.
Oh, no, it's on hold.
Hello.
Hi, Sugar Bear.
Oh, hello, darling.
I thought I should call you while I'm working. I can't often say that.
Yes, and I was mentioning last hour that I am still curious as to exactly what you're doing up at that hotel in Philly.
What you don't know won't hurt you.
And they pay you cash, right? $100?
Yeah, it slipped under the table.
Really?
I'm trying to buy my nightstand.
Listen, sweetie, really, what are you doing?
I'm working finding other people who want to work jobs.
And you're recruiting?
Interviewing, that sort of thing, matching up the correct candidate with the correct position.
This happens in a hotel room?
And a number of them.
Yeah.
We got suites all over the place.
Working with a headhunter, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And
how many men have entertained you in your room today?
I have been wined and dined all day long.
And so this would be recruiting. I guess one word would be recruiting. The other word might be enticing.
Oh, well, there's always an element to that in sales now, isn't there?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Nothing that I picked up at Frederick's of Hollywood.
Well, I really...
Swearing is sitting there behind a desk with a pen and a leather teddy.
I am really at a loss as to what exactly she do. She's been very vague about this job in Philadelphia. All I know is that going to Philadelphia, don't call me, I'll call you. I'm in a hotel, they pay me $100 cash, I'll see you Friday. Goodbye. That's pretty much it.
Shaggy Bear, don't you worry your pretty little head. Just I'll bring home the cash and I'll take care of you. I'll buy you some trinket, okay?
So buy you a bauble to keep you happy.
All right, buy me a bauble.
All right, boo-boo.
So how is everything going?
Everything's good. We're just about winding down for the day. Going to probably hit happy hour now. So, I had a second. I thought I'd call and say hello.
Well, listen, before you hit happy hour, I just want to ask, how's Bart?
Bart's having a great time. He's got a room to himself. He's enjoying himself. He's ordering room service. He's his daddy's boy.
Yeah, he is just like me. We gave him the option. So listen.
You can put him on autopilot, put him in a room with room service, and he's A-okay.
So you can stay home with daddy, and you can goof around with your friends, right. Or you can go to Philly with mommy, and when mommy's working... All day long, you can sit in the hotel room and watch TV and order room service.
I would have gone for it if I was his age.
Yeah, he's got my jeans.
Sure.
He's got them. All right. Well, I will see you tomorrow then.
All right, boo-boo.
I'm glad you checked in.
All right, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
I haven't wrecked your car yet.
You drove my car.
Yes.
Hey, that's a nice car, Frida.
Don't the boys love it?
Beautiful.
I'm telling you, the testosterone flies when I'm driving around in that truck.
That's a fine vehicle.
At corners, I can't get them anymore on my look since I've passed the over 40. When I drive that truck, I get all the looks that I miss having on my own.
You must have quite the provider. You must have quite the knight in shining armor who takes care of you.
If I had that truck at a hotel... I'd be killer then.
All right. Goodbye, sweetie.
Bye, boo-boo.
Bye. Well, there's the answer to the question, where is my wife?
I still think she's a tad mysterious.
Yeah. Oh, you bet. Oh, and as for the stadium in Tampa, Houlihan's.
Ah. So this is going to break the dam, isn't it? Now we're going to have all the stadiums with a sponsor name.
Now, out in San Francisco, they've changed the name from Candlestick Park to 3Com or whatever, some bank out there.
Right.
That's okay. And other stadiums, I think... The basketball stadiums, the Target Center is named after, like, that's a Kmart store.
Right here in Washington, we have the U.S. Air Arena.
Right, and you have the United Center in Chicago for the Bulls with the United Airlines. All of that's all right, but it seems to me we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Houlihan's is one of those restaurants where they all wear the striped shirts and the guys have on the straw hats, right? And when it's your birthday, they come running out with an ice cream sundae and they all sing and beat drums.
Sure. Well, if you got the money, money talks.
Yeah. How embarrassing that is. At Tampa Bay, their football team already sucks. Those poor people... you know, they're down there with a team that hasn't had a winning, hasn't been in the playoffs since Jesus Christ was a little boy.
Right.
They have those awful, god-awful orange uniforms to deal with. It's always about 1,000 degrees down there. They never win. So how do you really make it the total package? We're going to name the stadium after the restaurant chain that the owner owns. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Get ready for some good football and watch for other stadiums to follow. Yes. I mean, this is it's not going to be long before.
You are looking live at IHOP Stadium.
It doesn't work.
You are looking live at Denny's Stadium. $2.99? Are you out of your mind?
Oh, man. Welcome to the Photomat Dome.
Is that the name of it? Houlihan's?
Yeah, I think so.
Like Major Margaret Houlihan?
Oh, right. Man. Well, yeah, we'll have to see, because you know that it's just going to be like Domino's.
Hello?
Oh, speaking of Domino's, the Domino's Bowl.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, howdy. Yeah, I'm not sure if Don's aware of it, but the other night on ESPN, Chris Mortensen did a report about that name change at that Houlihan Stadium or whatever.
Yes.
And it turns out there's not even a Houlihan restaurant in Tampa Bay. They don't have chains in Tampa.
So to make it even worse, the fans aren't going to understand why it's named Houlihan.
But the guy who owns the Tampa Bay Bucks, he owns the restaurants, right?
Right. He owns the restaurants, but there are no Houlihan restaurants in Tampa Bay.
Beautiful.
That's the worst.
That just adds a little more pain to it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Why not just name it after a gas station? And now, from the Union 76 Stadium.
Sure. I think it'll be happening.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
The Amoco Bowl.
That is nutty. Okay. So anyway, Tampa, number 11.
Mm-hmm.
11th best city to live in America. Then you go down, you got Orlando, you got San Francisco, San Diego. There, we're in San Diego, number 16. San Jose, Jacksonville, Florida, Miami. Then I go through the 20s and through the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. No cities we broadcast to. Into the 60s. Not until we get into the 70s that our city starts showing up.
Hallelujah.
Number 73, Lynchburg, Roanoke, Virginia.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Number 79, Mobile, Alabama.
Good.
Number 91. Hey, dear hon. Baltimore.
Baltimore. All right.
Number 98. Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I should give you the last year and this year, because this is kind of interesting to show
you. That's good. I want to see if they're moving up. Moving on.
Tampa was number 11 last year and number 11 this year.
Okay. Ah.
So they're the same. Lynchburg skyrocketing up the chart from 177 to number 73.
That's an incredible jump for Lynchburg.
Mobile, Alabama, with a similar jump. Number 130 to number 79.
That's good.
Baltimore moves up from 113 to 91. Reno down.
Uh-oh.
Reno goes from number 38 to number 98.
Oh, that's very painful. Sorry, Reno.
Then you have D.C. up from 140 to 128.
Mm-hmm.
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Why? I'm sorry, I have to say that. Why? I mean, really, when you think of the year that we've had in Washington, D.C., it's been, you know, with vital services being deprived.
Right.
You know, come on now, what's going on here, Washington, D.C.? I want to know, all right, that's it. I want to know who's putting together this list.
This is the funniest story. We covered this before we went on the network about the morgue.
Yeah, our morgue doesn't even have air conditioning.
You know, let's call the morgue. But I'll get back to this story.
Okay.
This is the funniest thing. I walked in the studio today. And it was like a million degrees. The air conditioning was not turned on. It was hot enough in here to make the Kathy Lee pants. The Kathy Lee pants!
And that's what they said when they were making the Kathy Lee pants.
So we're talking, and then I remember, hold on, there's a story on the news.
Yeah.
There is somewhere in Washington, D.C., hotter than the studio that we're broadcasting from.
That's right.
The morgue.
Yeah.
Here in D.C., every town has money problems. Every town has financial problems. Every town has problems with the services. But here in D.C., it's a combination of poor management and not enough money.
Mm-hmm.
This happened last week, and now it's happened again. Yesterday, the staff at the Washington, D.C. Medical Examiner's Office, the morgue, were sent home after the air conditioning and ventilation system broke down for the second time in a week.
And today, a guy passed out because it was 95 degrees.
Yeah, they took him to the hospital. He was in the middle of doing an autopsy, and he lost consciousness. God.
It's a one-stop shop.
And the ventilation's not working either, and that's not a good thing.
You go in there and die? It's convenient.
Yeah, that's gross.
They cut you right open.
Chief Medical Examiner's Office, how may I assist you?
Yes, good afternoon. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara doing our happy radio show right now. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How's the heat down at the D.C. morgue?
Sir, you need to speak with our public relations person.
Is somebody get to you?
The last time, are you the same guy we talked to?
You have not spoken to me, sir.
Well, we called a couple hours ago, and somebody told us, how old was it, 90? It was
95.
94.5 right. or something yeah. in there.
As I have no idea of that.
Well, has the air conditioning been fixed?
Sir.
Are the bodies melting?
No, they're not. They are cool.
They are cool.
So the refrigeration is working?
Yes.
But the air conditioning is still off?
Sir, you need to speak with our public relations.
So you can't answer the question as to whether your air conditioning's on or not?
That's correct.
Are you hot? Can you tell us that? Are you hot right now?
Yeah, you personally.
I'm not hot.
Oh, you're not hot?
Ah.
No better place you'd rather be with the air conditioning not working than the morgue.
So I guess that guy that they took to the hospital because he passed out today, it didn't bother you at all, huh?
Well, I was out of the building at the time.
Oh, you
were.
Did you
hear about that? A guy was performing an autopsy and actually passed out because it was so warm in the D.C. morgue.
I do know that a gentleman left here. The reason I'm not aware of.
No, it's because he passed out while he was doing an autopsy because it was 95 degrees with bad ventilation in the autopsy room.
That was not the information that I was given.
Oh, show me a nice tall glass of embalming fluid! Yes! I don't quench your thirst on a hot summer's day.
You got that body falling sound that we have there? Yeah. Okay, what we want to do is we want to make the incision.
Oh, my God. Dr. Kildare has fallen.
Oh, my God.
Quincy's down. Oh, no. Listen, you guys.
You have a good day.
Hold on. Is there anything we can do to help? How about if we got some big fans down there? You know what I mean, big electric fans.
How about we send some of our fans down there?
I would suggest you call that administrator on tomorrow. Perhaps they will entertain that. I am not the person to do so.
Okay. Why so sour, my friend?
Sir,
years of working in the D.C. government, is that what's taking it out of you?
I do not mean to be sour. It's not my intention. However, I have instructions on my job that I am to follow.
Right.
And speaking to the media is not one of them.
Well, listen, but we're not media. You know us. We're Don and Mike.
Yeah, it's Don and Mike. You know our show. We're not real media. You know.
I understand.
We're DJs.
Over the air. And,
yeah, well, of course we are.
Yeah, we're on the air right now.
I love it.
Well, put us on the phone with somebody else then.
Ask the guy who told us about the...
I am their supervisor, so you will not speak to anyone else.
Oh, my. Such a bossy man for dealing with dead people.
Man, that's incredible. What do you have for breakfast today? You get off on the wrong side of bed today?
No, I did not.
Well, he's working somewhere where it's 100 degrees. He got dead people all around him. No wonder he's in a bad mood.
Yeah, it's 95 degrees down there. But the stiffs are still stiff?
Those toe tags nice and frosty? Are you having to double up?
Okay.
I heard that last week you were having to put two people in the freezer when there would only be room for one.
Okay.
You're the man with the power down there, huh? You're the supervisor? There he goes.
Goodbye. All right. Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Washington. That there you go. There's Washington, D.C.
Yeah, see, even he has his bosses, though, and he's under orders not to do that, and he wants to keep his job.
Sure. Who wouldn't want to keep that great gig at the morgue, Buzz?
Well, he loves his job. He loves his job. Yeah. Nothing like going into an office that's 95 degrees with stinking dead bodies around.
Guy goes home smelling like pimento cheese five nights a week. Yeah, that's a job you don't want to lose. Honey, what's that under your fingernails? Just some of the rotting, decaying flesh, honey.
Oh, God.
Where's the nail clippers? Hey, did you make meatloaf tonight? God, I'm starved.
That was not the information that when they carried him out, I understood it was a different circumstance.
Absolutely.
Gamey in here. Not much ventilation, huh?
No, absolutely. All right, back to this list of the cities. Number 130 is Lafayette, Louisiana. Sacramento's 136. Hagerstown, Maryland, 139. Wichita, 142. Cleveland, 146. Portland is 148. Pittsburgh is 149. Worcester is 154. Now we're into the bottom half of the list.
All right.
Boise, Idaho, 157. Dover, Delaware, 190. Wilmington, North Carolina, 222.
Mm-hmm.
Anniston, Alabama, 226. Buffalo, 232. St. Louis, 247.
Out of 300.
Who would think that it sucks in St. Louis so bad?
No, I mean, I don't understand. The criteria kind of difficult to gauge here. You know, it's outside of money.
Rochester, 253. Chico, California, 255. And then finally, making the list of the cities that we broadcast to, Sioux City is the lowest rated city on
this
list.
Did you mention Sacramento? Was Sacramento on the list?
Yes. Yep, Sacramento was, hold on, they were in the 100s, I think.
Good.
They were 100, oh, goodness.
It's a big list.
Hold on. They were no kidding. 136.
Okay, that's not bad.
And then Sioux City number two. 88, and here's your bottom five, okay?
All right.
Springfield, Illinois, Lima, Ohio, Davenport, Iowa, Peoria, I give you six, Yuba City, California, mm-hmm. and Rockford, Illinois. That's the toilet. That's the worst place to live in America.
And you've lived there.
Lived there. Hell, I was the mayor of Rockford. we'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Thank you for listening in Reno on Sports Radio K-Play, KPLY. Hey, what are those rumors I'm hearing about them putting us on an FM station in Reno?
Wow. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
What are those rumors that I keep hearing? Thank you for listening in Buffalo on WLVL and right here in Washington, D.C. on our flagship station, 106.7 WJFK. Almost done with today's program. We'll take phone calls in a couple of seconds. We have Dear Dottie standing by.
Yeah.
Don't think we're going to have time today for the game with the cell phones and the phony names. We'll do that on tomorrow's program.
Mm-hmm.
Also tomorrow, two different items for your edification. First, we'll be joined by Elvis's hairdresser.
Oh, boy.
Larry Geller. And you know that there's a good chance that that will turn ugly at the end when we
sure.
ask him our standard Elvis questions about his colon, etc.
Yeah, and for God's sakes, don't bring up his brother Yuri.
And tomorrow also, I will be given the obsessive-compulsive test
yes,
that Mariette Hartley spoke about on the program last Friday.
Now, will this be over the phone, or will we have a panel of experts coming right here into the studio?
I think they're coming into the studio.
With their charts and their graphs and their hooks and their
yes.
you know, their little things wires, to attach electrodes. To your nipples and
that's,
everything.
Yeah. That's it. Tomorrow, I will be a human guinea pig. Today's Monday, the 29th of April. Birthdays today. Tommy James. It is impossible that Tommy James is only 49.
Yeah.
When you think about the fact that Money Money and those songs were hits 30 years ago, and especially when you right. consider the fact that, well, I know he could have been 19 or 20 yeah. when those songs came out, yeah. but I was at a party a couple of years ago at Bobby Poe's house.
Uh-huh. And Tommy James was there, right?
Yes, and Tommy James had that, that Mac Davis look about him.
A little craggy in the face?
Mm-hmm. Also today, who are these people?
Really?
Jerry Seinfeld having a birthday.
And he's a young man, too, isn't
42.
He?
42. Only 42.
See, I thought he was younger than that. He's
son of a bitch, only 42. And look, he's got everything.
I guess, you know, I know what made me think he was younger. He's dating that 13-year-old.
Yeah. Also having a birthday today, Kate Mulgrew.
The Polaric Radiation Captain. I will tell you right now that Janeway doesn't go there.
I read an article over the weekend about how the ratings just cannot suck enough for Deep Space Nine yeah. And Star Trek Voyager.
Really? Do you think it's run its course?
Well, the shows, you know, I used to be so hot to trot on TNG. The shows are not as good. The characters are not as good.
Right.
I don't find myself watching the shows like I did every week. My new role model is Jim Profit.
Jim yeah. Profit, yeah, on Fox.
Great I hope show. That show doesn't get canceled.
It's on tonight.
Oh, don't I know it, Buzz.
Yeah. You mean you won't be watching The Beast tonight? It's the conclusion. And you know, when I mentioned The Beast before, Don, and I said I didn't have a review for it, you know what I failed to mention?
What's that?
The absolutely outstanding performance by Benny. Benny, and I had to look like three or four times.
Dr. Giggles?
Dr. Giggles before I and I had to keep going back and saying, that's Larry Drake.
Wow.
And it actually, and you don't realize it's Larry Drake because he's playing such a different character.
The squid?
And then, I mean, don't you think he's probably one of the most remarkable
is he the
guys?
Beast?
No, he's not the Beast. he comes in contact with the Beast an awful lot. He plays a drunk fisherman, and I had to look at him several times before I said, is that really, really Benny? So he's on this show, too.
Wow. You know why I didn't watch The Beast last night?
Too much hype?
Well, no, I would have turned it on.
Right.
The problem is that because the Bulls game went so late,
yeah.
that NBC was operating on that deal where all their shows are like 35 minutes late.
Right.
I watched The Simpsons, and then I made the mistake of turning on Channel 4 mm-hmm. because I could catch Mad About You.
Right.
Listen, there's enough problems going on in the world. Those people on Mad About You, one of the few things I like about that show is the fact that they're happy together.
Yes.
No serious plots.
So now what they're doing is over the last three episodes.
Are they splitting up?
Well, she's going to have an affair, and he's going to have an affair.
There's tension.
And it's going to be the way the show ends is that maybe she will, maybe she won't, maybe they'll stay together.
I heard there was an outside chance she was looking for somebody that pronounced his S's normally.
Wow.
You know, and she's so fine.
Yes.
And if
yes.
I could be, if yes. I could be perfectly, she is so fine.
She is fine,
honey. You know, what she sees in a schmuck like Paul Reiser, I will never. I realize it's a TV show and it's a made-up TV show.
Well, he's a good character, and he's wonderful, and he's funny, you know.
So last night, they're doing this thing where he's at an awards banquet, right? She can't make it because she had a business trip.
Right.
However, she gets stuck in a train station with this guy who she's going to have the affair with, and all they're doing to pass the time is play gin rummy. You know, how romantic that is.
Cute.
Meanwhile, he's at this banquet he doesn't want to be at, and he's standing at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a woman who's going to be his love interest, and she's standing at the bar, too, as they're announcing his category, you know, for best picture. And she says, isn't that your category? And he says, I don't care. Awards mean nothing to me. And then, of course, they say the winner is Paul Reiser, or whatever his name is on the show.
And he runs up.
Yeah, and he runs up, and he gets
big
the
laugh,
award.
Big, predictable, dumb sitcom laugh.
And they share a cab home, and at one point, she, like, says that he could go to bed with her, you know, and he says no, and he shuts the door, and he goes home, and she's there. She came home early, you know.
And he's such a stud that all the women are just throwing themselves at him.
Well, and this woman, I mean, she's not particularly a looker compared to
Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should leave her out with yesterday's garbage.
likewise, the guy that she's now hanging around with, he's nothing special.
Although, hold on.
It might be an even trade.
You know. Hold on, you know, compared to Paul Reiser.
Right.
I think Tom Gavin is a step up from Paul Reiser.
Yeah, Paul Reiser, right? You know, who stenciled leading man on his forehead anyway? I mean, he did.
Listen, keep those two happy.
I think they ought to feed them both to the giant squid. That's just my humble opinion.
Mike O'Mara, the only man in America who watched The Beast.
Man, did I enjoy it. And I will be there tonight in front of my television set watching The Beast because they found out last night, finally when they caught the squid, they get the squid and they pull it up and they shoot it. And they also put a depth charge in there so they can, you know, knock it out completely and, like, blow up its brain.
Right.
They get up to the side of Larry Drake's boat. Larry Drake's the one that decides that he's used the depth charges.
Now, is he wearing the sweater vest and is he talking like Benny?
No, he's got a mustache. He's got a mustache.
It's a painted-on mustache, Dave.
It's a drawn-on mustache. It looks awful fake. And he's got a little cap on, and they say, we got it! We killed it! And you see, all of a sudden on the sonar, it's not. Even though this is a giant squid, this was the baby of the giant squid.
Nee, 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 nee.
Very, very scary.
So predictable.
See, of course it is, and I'm enjoying every... You know, it is really almost like they said, okay, what is the screenplay for Jaws? Great. Pop in where there's shark, pop in giant squid.
Well, it's the same guy, right? It's the guy who wrote Jaws. Right?
And it's exactly the same plot. I mean, I know how it's going to end. The fisherman, the sympathetic character.
The fisherman from, what's the guy? That's the Gorton's fisherman.
The Gorton's fisherman. You know, with the beard, he's going to kill the giant squid, but I'm still going to watch it because I'm an idiot.
And on Star Trek, the article, Kate Mulgrew, that's what made me think about Star Trek.
Janeway.
I read that those ratings are down. Mm-hmm. Deep Space Nine's ratings are even more down.
Not surprised about
and
that.
And you know what they're doing on Deep Space Nine now? They're starting a war between the Klingons and the Federation again.
Mm-hmm.
And Worf is going to go and be a Klingon. I think that is going to save that movie.
Do you think it will?
TV show. No, I don't.
Too late.
No, I don't. And as far as Star Trek Generations, and that's going to be the name of the next Star Trek movie, Star Trek Generations 2.
Uh-huh.
I think it'll be great, except for the fact that they're going to give Picard a love interest. It's not that I'm opposed to Picard having a love interest.
Right.
But, you know, I hate to sound like Bart, like an 11-year-old boy, but, you know, don't junk up my Star Trek with Picard getting laid.
Right.
I don't want it. I want Picard against the Borg.
At the helm of the ship, firing the torpedoes, blowing up the Klingon vessels.
That's what I want.
Well, they'll have the Borg in this new movie, right?
Yes, the Borg will be in this movie. You'll have the entire cast. You'll have a brand new Enterprise.
The Borg will be in this movie, but will the Borg 9 be in this movie? my question.
Wouldn't that be something if it was Ernest Borgnine dressed like one of those Borgs?
Yeah, the Borg. Hi.
also today, Michelle Pfeiffer's birthday. Hold on a second. Got to say a special one to Carney Wilson. Also, Uma Thurman.
Uma.
And Andre Agassi, who is only 26. The number one movie this weekend at the box office... Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oui, oui.
The movie The Quest opened up number one with $7 million. Number two was Charlie Stossel's favorite, The Truth About Cats and Dogs, but I know a boy with rosy cheeks who went to see it this weekend, and he said he loved it. Tells me he likes it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Spiewak and Charlie Stossel lining up on this one. let me see. Sunset Park, third. Mulholland Falls, then Primal Fear.
Not a real strong weekend for movies.
Uh-uh. Although, I saw an ad for one that starts, I saw it during the basketball game yesterday, starts on Friday, about a bunch of teenage girls who are witches.
Oh, really?
I don't know what the name of it is, and I'm surprised I haven't heard Charlie mention. Maybe Charlie hasn't mentioned anything because it's really no good, but it did look good. Let me do one more before we break. The name of the movie is The Craft.
The Craft.
That's it. Not to be confused, of course, with the Kraft Music Hall.
Yeah. Take Kraft baby marshmallows, mix in cheddar cheese, add mustard and a little spit, and you've got a fabulous dinner entree.
Listen, a break here. Come back. A story about Marlon Brando, story about Nick Nolte, story about beautiful people, story about Irma Bombeck, and we'll also get to the Agulpool, all of that coming right up. Stay right there.
All right.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Exactly 6:30, Gertie, and here is Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by WJLA Channel 7. Northbound BW Parkway slows from Greenbelt Road to NASA with a couple of cars on the shoulder. The outer loop of the Beltway slows now from Georgia Avenue to the exit for 270. Police are with a car on the left shoulder. No delays on the inner loop in Bethesda. Inner loop slows from 193 over to 270. Tonight on News 7 and 11, how safe is America's railway system? It's an I-Team exclusive. Reporter Kim Skeen exposes freight trains that could be bound for disaster tonight only on News 7 at 11. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK. WJFK.
Two all-American boys who bleed red, white, and blue. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's our names. Don't wear them out. Buzz Burbank with news here in a couple of seconds before we get out of here. Toe Tap and Touch Tones coming up also. We have a chance. We want to take a couple of phone calls. Definitely want to listen to more of your entries in the Ghoul Pool. A couple more celebrity items in the news. Oh, about Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard the story or not. He's making a new movie, okay? Marlon Brando is so big, so fat, so lazy that he doesn't bother to learn lines anymore.
Yeah, it hasn't for quite some time, actually. Most of the time, he cheats in some way.
He uses an earpiece.
Oh, no.
So what this means is, you know, like the theory we've had with Bob Hope all those years.
Hello, Bob. Bob, turn to the left.
Breathe, Bob.
Say good evening.
Good evening.
Breathe in. Breathe out. I want to tell you.
I want to tell you.
How about that Clinton?
How about that Clinton?
How about that Whitewater?
How about that Whitewater?
I want to tell you.
I want to tell you.
Turn right. Walk off.
Thank you.
Breathe.
And there he goes. Now, as it turns out, we are kidding about, we don't know for sure they've ever done it with Bob Hope. However, we do know they're doing it with Marlon Brando. And listen to this.
All right.
So he's got an earpiece to help him remember his lines in this movie that he's making.
Right.
The earpiece is on the same frequency as the police band radio. So Marlon Brando is picking up police messages by mistake.
Oh, no. One out of 12.
He is in the middle of a scene. And suddenly, because he is just saying whatever they're telling him, he says, there's a robbery at Woolworth's.
Oh, no.
There's a carjacking on 16th Street.
He's parroting it. Wow. The world's greatest actor.
There's a man with a gun on whatever avenue.
Man, oh, man, Marlon.
Okay, now, from Marlon Brando to Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman, who got kicked out of the game yesterday, if you watch the Bulls game, he got kicked out with 15 minutes in the game.
Still gave that shirt away, though.
Oh, he did on the way out.
Yep.
And I think he got kicked out yesterday for flipping a referee off.
Yeah, he was. You know, he gets into that frenzy, and anything in his path is going to get nailed.
But he turns me on.
I know he does.
I want to be his wife. Yeah. So bad.
Oh, God.
Dennis, I am a gay, and I will be for you.
Oh, man.
Dennis Rodman, do you think that he has his pubic hair done like that also?
Yeah. Different color, though.
Oh, so the shades don't match the drapes.
Absolutely. That would be conforming, wouldn't it?
Dennis Rodman says Madonna is not an acrobat in bed, but she's not a dead fish either.
Hey, that's nice of him to say that.
You will see my man, Dennis Rodman, on Dateline tomorrow night. He's going to be the lead story.
He's interviewed once again. He has gotten his share of honest about why he does what he does. He said he got bored. He wants to, you know, he got bored with just being a Joe NBA player, and I like that.
And you could tell that, especially if you watched the game yesterday. Chicago's winning by like 30 points, mm-hmm. and everybody else on the Bulls has still got that look on their face like, Miami could get back in this game in any second. We've got to play as tough as we can. Dennis Rodman is standing there laughing, yeah. looking around, adjusting his shorts.
He knew there was a blowout.
Talking to the coach. Right? Yeah, I love Dennis Rodman. So, wait, so he's going to be on the show. He says sex with Madonna, and he had sex with Madonna, was great, although not the greatest sex he'd ever had.
Mm-hmm.
He says that she would probably say the same thing about him. He says Madonna wanted his baby. Asked if he would have wanted to father the child, Rodman says, in a way, yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, and apparently Madonna's personal trainer felt the same way because he's the guy who implanted the fertile seed.
I heard a rumor that there are guys all over the place that feel the same way about that.
Hell, I do, Mike. Sure, I'd do it.
Truth or dare.
Now, listen, here's a story that a lot of people got scammed on, including, I know I read it in the Washington Post, about Nick Nolte.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the story about how he got a testicle tuck? He has told the story several times. It's a joke, but this time the Washington Post fell for it. Here's the quote from Nick Nolte. There's not a single thing that I say that's really of any value, so I make up stories.
Good for him.
One time he told his reporter, I told a reporter that his first wife had been a high wire act in the circus.
That's great. I love it.
He then told the Washington Post.
Scrotums in the news.
That because he was worried about his sagging body and nude scenes, that he has had a testicle tuck.
That's great. And more
course,
power to him.
Washington Post, yeah. Fashion of Journalism.
Oh, there they, of course, they're going to grab that. Why check the sources?
Right. Yeah. They went right with it.
Scrotums in the news. Yeah,
I decided I'd do it. I thought I'm getting, I'm over 50 years old, and I need to have a testicle tuck. You know why that is.
You know the old Nick Nolte.
You know the old Nick Nolte. Come on, I got to do it right now. Just a stitch and a tuck.
Chris Farley. He's in Milwaukee. Somehow that seems rather appropriate.
Mm-hmm. He's having the same operation.
Chris Farley has received the Marquette University Alumni Award. I guess he must have gone to the school. He told the crowd in Milwaukee this weekend, quote, "It's the prettiest darn award I'd done ever seen."
I don't picture him going to Marquette University. That's a pretty tough school to get into. Yeah. Chris Farley, I really do think of Chris Farley as Tommy Boy now all the time.
I don't picture him going anywhere. You know, when we were at the beach, I noticed that the movie Black Sheep was playing at one of the 99-cent theaters.
Right, yeah.
And I said to Bart, hey, let's go see that movie. Mm-hmm. And he said, Daddy, we've seen it. And I said, no, listen, we haven't seen it. We've seen Tommy Boy. We haven't seen Black Sheep. And he said, well, hold on, don't you remember it's the one at the very end of the movie where Chris Farley gets his necktie stuck in the airplane? And suddenly it all came back. Yes, the Chris Farley movies now are just all running together in my mind.
Yeah. Completely interchangeable.
And after he won the award, Chris Farley celebrated by eating a pound of butter.
There you go. Wow. And he drank a big glass of buttermilk.
Yes, he did. A judge has stepped in to resolve a dispute between Macaulay Culkin and his dad. Macaulay Culkin, his mom, dad, and their lawyers met behind closed doors yesterday with a New York judge. Judge offered to intervene after hearing that Macaulay Culkin called 911 to say his dad slapped him for not cleaning his room and skipping school. Macaulay Culkin.
If I let you go, you think you could fly?
The lawyers are not saying what happened at the meeting, but an attorney for Macaulay Culkin's mom says they've reached a resolution. How many of you think that we are going to see Macaulay Culkin with Cody Gifford someday holding up a bank? Huh?
Absolutely. I think it's a one-way ticket to hell.
And Cassidy driving the getaway car. And finally, it's a final farewell to Irma Bombeck. 1,000 people turned out today in Phoenix for the funeral of Irma Bombeck.
Mm-hmm.
Old friends, Phil Donahue. Old friend Phil Donahue was one of the pallbearers. Irma Bombeck died last week of complications. You know the old Irma. Irma the Bombeck. It was Irma Bombeck and Jimmy the Greek. They were the two celebrities that took a dirt nap last week. We are still waiting to find who will be the third to fill out that trifecta.
There are a lot of names in the ghoul pool.
We're going to get to some of your entries now. Here's our number, 703. That's the area code, 703-691-1067. The law of averages says another celebrity will die in the next 48 hours.
Yes, we'll see what happens.
You correctly predict that celebrity, and we pay you $500. We're going to be listening to messages from...
Friday.
From Friday, our most recent messages.
Friday, 2:42 p.m. I think either Art Modell or Al Davis from the Raiders will die next. This is Jim at 2:01.
Now, does he get credit for either one?
He would only get credit for Art Modell.
Right.
Friday.
Hey, and listen, incidentally, I know our show is on in Baltimore, and, mm-hmm. and perhaps Art Modell is listening. Hey, you big load. Why don't you get a logo for the team?
Yeah, hurry up.
Nothing more ridiculous. First off, they're practicing. The Ravens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're practicing at the old Colts Park out in Owings Mill.
Yeah, and the Ravens. Right. I mean, you got talk about an easy logo to come up with. I mean, it'll be a good-looking uniform. They can do it quick.
Get your colors. Get your uniforms. For goodness sakes, he's got a team out there, and they're practicing in white jerseys with white helmets with nothing on them.
Right.
Come on, Art.
And you know, you've got the Ravens, so, I mean, even the colors are automatic. It's real easy. Pink and beige.
2:42 p.m.
Hi, I'd like to nominate Seth Parker. My name is Mike Sorahan.
Seth Parker. Who's that? Daniel Boone?
Fess Parker.
Oh, Daniel Boone, right?
Is he still with us?
I think.
Friday.
I don't know.
2:43 p.m.
Yes, I think it'll be Mother Teresa. My name is Carol.
She has been guest before.
703.
For some reason, that's one that always makes us feel a little loopy.
Friday, 2:44 p.m.
I think Carl Sagan will die next. Jim at 3:01.
We haven't heard that one. Billions and billions and billions. That's the first time we've heard Carl
Friday,
Sagan.
Friday, 2:45 p.m.
I think Dean Stockwell from Quantum Leap will die next.
That's an original and very interesting choice.
I don't know why you'd choose that guy.
Friday,
gave us a chuckle, though. The original ones always do.
Yeah, I think it'll be a slow and painful death for Karen Kelly and David T. Stitt.
Don't know either one of those names,
must
perhaps.
Be some kind of personal vendetta.
Sure.
Friday, 2:46 p.m.
Glad we could help.
Yes, my guess is Brian Keith. My name is Tony.
Another former Mike O'Mara lookalike.
That's been guessed, hasn't it?
No, I think it was the other guy. Brian Dennehy, which brought up the name Brian Keith.
Whenever I hear Brian Keith, I have to... rub my face like he used to do. Family
acting.
Friday, 2:47 p.m.
Uncle Beal.
I think Eddie Albert will die next. This is Jim at 3:01, 5:89.
That's another original one.
Very original.
Haven't heard it before.
2:49 p.m.
Yeah, my name is Rick Williams, and my guess is for Norman Fell.
They're working hard. They're working hard now. This is good.
Mr. Roper. Hey, I applaud the originality of this audience.
That's terrific.
7:42.
Mr. Roper, Norman Fell.
Friday, 2:50 p.m.
I pray to God it's Nino Griesmanelli. I mean, what a letdown after your show. We go from radio gods to the slap of the doodads.
Friday.
We've had him on before.
1 p.m.
George Kennedy will die next. This is Jim at 3:01, 5:89.
Certain people have a certain amount of panache when they call.
2:52.
George Kennedy will die of bad breath.
PM.
He's a breath of sugar.
Okay.
I don't have my tablets.
That big, fat Cajun cook that looks like Dom DeLuise.
Paul Prudhomme.
Paul Prudhomme. Chef Paul.
Or the really old Cajun cook, Justin Wilson.
I've seen him lately.
My name is Chad.
All right, he's covered them both. However, he'll only get credit if Paul Prudhomme dies.
That's right. They take care of themselves.
7:43. Thank you.
Friday, 2:53 p.m.
My guess for the trifecta is James Conner, and it's also going to be James Garner. It's going to be a double death. My name is Bruce.
Who was the first? James Carter?
Three.
He said, my first guess is James Conner, and my second guess is James Conner.
Who would have thought that we'd still get a week's worth of mileage out of this, though, huh?
P.M.
It's great 70s.
I guess that would be a vote for Brother Louie.
Brother Loser.
5 p.m.
Yes, my guess is it's going to be Michael Mara. He's going to die of a heart attack.
Friday.
Well, welcome to the club, Mike. I've been picked many times.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the guys who'll be standing out in the bushes.
5 p.m.
Hi, this is Bonnie Thurper from Virginia again. I haven't heard this one, so I'm going to say Hume Cronin. 7:03, 9:06.
He's got a new bride. I don't know if he's ready to die.
To repeat, Friday.
In some cases, Don, that accelerates the process.
Hi, guys. Hi, Bob A.
This is Frank. My guess is Delta Burke should be hit by a bus. 516.
That's wonderful, but she's already been picked.
Yes, she has.
Right. Nice touch with the bus, though.
Many times.
2:58 p.m.
Be a big bus.
Hey, yeah, I have a wild and crazy guess just for the big show today. My guess is one man who won't be undersold. It's Joe Jacoby Frankenstein.
Yes, and like all idiots, when they leave the guest like that, they don't leave their phone number.
2:59 p.m.
Guess has to be Madonna's unborn child. It'll self-abort.
Oh, God, please.
You know, we open this line up to anybody.
Oh, my God.
Phil Rizzuto. Holy cow!
It's the money store.
2151.
Friday.
Madonna's unborn baby. Jeez.
Yeah, I think the next person to die is going to be Jack Palance.
He was picked already.
Mm-hmm.
3267.
Gotcha. Okay, one more. We got a break.
3:01 p.m.
I'd like to think it would be Doug Trott, but my guess is Charles Schultz. My name's Chris Lucas. 703.
The creator of Peanuts.
Seen him interview. He's in great shape.
All right.
3:01 p.m.
Yeah, it's addictive, isn't it, Don?
In my sleep. Bob Barker.
Already been picked.
Already been there.
Already been. Yeah, I keep saying just one more.
I know it's addictive.
5:56.
We have to devote a whole segment to it tomorrow.
It's like potato chips, and I eat a lot of those. Get ready for my heart attack.
2 p.m.
My guess would be Irving Magic Johnson. My name is Rob Stilson, and my phone number is area code 916.
Yeah.
All right.
Rule.
Friday, 3:03 p.m.
All right, I'm kind of hoping.
My guess is Margot Kidder. My name is Sean.
I'm just waiting for one more good one. Just waiting to end on a high note.
An original.
7:70.
Waiting for a good one, a good celebrity to die.
Friday, 3:04 p.m.
All right, Chris Farley. My name's Hank Lang.
There it is.
Okay, we'll stop there. Chris Farley. I haven't heard that one before.
Tommy Boy.
Gotcha.
Friday.
Keep calling. 7:03.
I think it'll be Tammy Faye Baker.
691-1067. You call as soon as one gets in the box.
We can end this madness.
Somebody gets $500. We'll be right back with the sickest show in radio.
That little melody of Ken Stevens to my ultimate advantage, and I'll defeat him in the arena. Let me lift this pencil now.
Okay.
Stand by.
It's been a while since you've lifted one of
them. Hurry, Burnsy.
Come on. Pick it up now. Pick it up, Monty. Come on.
I failed miserably.
Yes. Well, you picked it up about a quarter of an inch off the ground.
I just want you to know that I've got a powerful brain. Your little boyish games, picking up pencils, I can do what anyone requires of me. It just takes me more time than the next person. Yes.
One more test of your physical power.
I see what you're getting at. This is going to be a toughie.
You see what this is?
You're going to want me to tear that, aren't you?
This is an index card.
You want me to tear it in two.
And I would like you to rip it in half.
Alrighty.
Here you go, Monty.
Okay.
Now I'll show you how it's done. Now look, I got a big one over here.
Alright.
Okay, now watch this.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Just like that.
Bill, you are a virtual incredible Hulk.
Look at that.
That was a 5x7 card. You try it with a 3x5 card.
Stand back, boys. Monty's at work.
Okay, here we go.
Here we are.
Like Golden, going to Gold's Gym. Come on, Monty.
Pull. You can do this.
He fell. He's fallen.
Oh, God, I fractured my hip. I fractured my bloody hip.
Is the bone poking through?
Blood is pouring out of my hip.
Blood's pouring out of his hip.
Help me, please.
Robbie.
Too bad that Smithers he's manipulating isn't here to help him.
Hey, Robbie.
Robbie, chop, chop, I need a poultice. He needs a poultice. Oh, Monty! Help me!
In a pool of his own blood.
Oh, dislocated my shoulder now.
I'm sorry.
Upsy-daisy.
Pick up the little squash-colored man with four fingers.
Careful, Robbie.
Get me a towel.
Very frail.
Get me a towel. Oh, why did I succumb to your silly offer? Oh, making me tear that paper has got me. Look at that. The hip bone is sticking straight out.
No.
Oh, you can see the yellow skin. Oh, it's so painful.
Oh,
but I can play in pain. I've learned that over the years, manipulating people. Excellent.
Are you ready to play the game now?
I think so. I will put this excruciating pain of my hip protruding through my skin in the back of my brain and meet your lovely listeners.
All right, here's our phone number. Toll free as always, 1-800-636-1067.
Oh, tough it out, Monty.
We'll take the first two calls right now.
I can't. I have no feeling in my right hand. I'm in agony, but I'll do it for you. Bully for me.
We will be right back.
I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
The station with less BS.
Excellent.
WJFK.
Two all-American boys who bleed red, white, and blue. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Well, we're playing low-budget Jeopardy here, and we're joined by... Mr. Macho, Mr. Machismo, Montgomery Burns.
You can call me Stud Muffin.
You look like a praying mantis in that position.
It's good to be here in Washington, D.C. I was just dropping off a rather large contribution to the Dole campaign.
Oh, what a surprise.
We go back a long way.
Weren't you?
He was back with me when we were in... Spartacus together.
We're going to do that again.
Wonderful time. He's slightly older than me, though.
Hell yes.
Don't you forget it, young man.
Well, you know, he goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. He was there with Adam and Eve. Did you know him then?
No, I didn't across him then.
Did you know him?
I was the serpent the Garden of Eden.
Did you know him when he was a caveman, when Bob Dole was a caveman?
Let me see. I believe we were... hunting giant mastiffs together. The big tusked elephant. Yes, I remember him very well.
You gave some advice to Bob Dole at one time.
I've given advice to people down through the ages. Nostradamus was a good friend of mine. Michelangelo. And now I'm Burnsy, running a modern nuclear power plant, living off the fat of the land.
When you knew Bob Dole back when he was a kid?
Yes, I did. He was a little boy.
Did you ever tell him that someday...
He would be president of the United States. Bless his pea-picking heart.
So you're a Republican.
I am a good, solid Republican. Their regulation ideas are my regulation ideas. Don't pay any attention to that two-headed fish.
Yeah.
Fear not. The drinking water's fine. What's all this complaining and whining from the mamby-pamby underclass?
let's play low-budget Jeopardy. Monty.
Yes?
Monty, my strong man of love. Let's meet our contestants.
Yes. Let's do that right now. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Entering the studio is a highway administrator. Good roads with petrol for your automobiles.
Petrol.
Let's say hi to Candy Green.
Hello, Candy.
Hi there. Thank you. How are you?
Oh,
great. Thank you.
Highway administrator reminds me of the time I was rushing down the open road in my first Model T.
Yeah.
And now
weren't you and Bob Dole driving?
We were driving together. He was in the rumble seat.
Hey, weren't you guys also at Kitty Hawk when the Wright brothers first flew?
If they'd taken my advice, that plane would have stayed in the air longer. That Dole fellow, he wanted to take all the credit. And you know what Orville and Wilbur said to him?
What?
Someday you'll be president. Hooray! Oh. And now entering the studio is an accountant. My kind of fellow. From Springfield, Virginia, let's say hi to Joe Hansen, our returning champion.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Monty.
Hey, Joe, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life, my friend?
Well, I've used all my substantial cash winnings to give my sweatshop employees raises.
Ooh, my kind of humor. Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Candy and Joe,
don't screw with LQ,
or I'll release the hounds. And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Monty. And hello, Candy. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Fellows,
fellow and gal, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on tie suits by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Let's play the game. It's LQ Quizmaster. And always call him...
Okay.
King Kong Burns.
Yes. Light the gas lamps. It's almost sundown. Let's go for it. Go for the burn.
Here are the categories, kids. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and they are new on home video.
Senseless invention.
Bulls versus Sonics.
I'm clueless.
TV game show host. dead or alive.
That's fascinating.
Kids quiz on celebrities who look like animals.
Oh, something for the kiddies. Always nice to pacify the youngsters.
And the final TV ratings for the 1995-1996 season. I'll give you those one more time.
Yes, give them to us one more time whilst I turn up my hearing aid.
New on home video.
Yes.
Bulls versus Sonics.
Yes.
The kids quiz on celebrities who look like...
Oh, what? Oh, I've turned it up too high.
Kids quiz on celebrities who look like animals.
Yes.
TV game show host, Dead or Alive. And the final TV ratings for the 1995-1996 season. What was it like being there when Benjamin Franklin invented electricity?
I was staring at his bald head. This is awfully exhilarating for me. I think it's almost time for a nappy poo.
Was Bob Dole there also?
Yes, he was. He was right there when the Declaration of Independence was signed. Bob Dole was on the back of the horse when Paul Revere warned the city, "The British are coming! The British are coming!"
You guys were teenagers then, weren't you?
Yes, we were. We were on those ships during the Boston Tea Party. What fun it was throwing the tea into the ocean.
Oh. Here we go. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question. Candy, you are a girl. We do like girls better than boys. We will start with you.
Okay, I'll take TV game show host, please.
TV game show host, dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Hey, hey, hey.
Okay.
Alan Ludden.
Dead.
Not in the form of a question. Ooh, a foolish error on Candy's part. Joe, this is your window of opportunity.
What is dead?
Absolutely.
$1 for you, Joseph.
Okay,
now you can proceed.
Thing.
Joseph, don't interrupt Monty Burns. You're so eager. You're an eager young accountant. Well, I'll break you in two like a toothpick.
Oh, come on. Pick up this pencil again. Here it is right here.
Can't
pencil.
Do it.
Here you go. Simple pencil. Pick it up.
You can't do it.
How can you break a man in two when you can't pick up a pencil?
Oh, you've exposed my frailty. Go ahead, Joe.
I'll take the same category for two, please.
Aren't you going to guess? Didn't he? She got it wrong, right?
No, I got it right.
Yes,
oh, he got
it right.
My mistake.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's contagious. The senility is passing from yes. one person to the other.
Okay, for two. I'm sorry. I'm back on track. Bill Cullen.
What is alive?
Candy. Candy pants. It's your turn to steal.
What is dead?
Yes, ma'am.
$2 and you're in control, Candy. Wrestle the game away from young Joe.
I'll take the same categories for three.
Gene Rayburn.
What is dead?
Joe, it's back in your corner.
What is alive?
Yes, my friend, and hey, I get the sensitivity award. I didn't even put Ray Combs in there, huh?
Bless your heart, but who needs all that mamby-pamby sensitivity anywho?
If only everybody could be as macho as you and I, Monty.
That's right, I'm a stud.
Go again, Joe.
Let's take the Bulls versus the Sonics for one.
All right, Bulls versus Sonics for one. He is head coach of the Seattle Supersonics.
Who is...
Candy, it's your chance to steal.
I have no idea.
I know.
Yes.
I know. Who is Professor Naismith?
No, it's...
Oh.
It's George Carl.
He invented the game with peach baskets.
You were there, weren't you?
I was
there.
You
and Bob Dole playing one-on-one.
That's right. Skins and shirts. Candy.
Weren't you there when Abner Doubleday invented baseball?
Absolutely, and Connie Mack. Boy, those were the days. Shoeless Joe Jackson and Bob Dole. Candy, you're in control.
Okay, I will...
No, it's me.
Oh, it's you, Joe.
It's Joe.
Oh, I've completely forgotten. Go ahead, young Joe. You are so eager.
I'll take the same category for two, please.
He's the Chicago Bulls Croatian sensation.
Who is Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, he's from Croatia.
Duh. Candy, your chance to steal.
Is this basketball here?
Yes.
Okay, no, I don't know.
It's Tony Kukoc.
Smoking Joe, you're still in control.
All right, we'll go with the same category for three.
He wears number 25 for your Chicago Bulls.
Who is Scottie Pippen?
Candy.
Who is Dennis Rodman?
No, Steve Kerr.
And Joe, you're in control still.
Well, let's go with celebrity animals for one.
Okay, now this is a quiz that 5,000 kids across America took. They asked these kids the celebrities who most look like animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For one, this celebrity was the number one choice. Kid said he looks like a horse.
Who is Jim Varney?
Candy, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Jerry Seinfeld?
That's right. Who are these horses?
$1 for you, Candy. Catching up quick. Go again.
Okay, I'll take the same category for two, please.
The number two choice of that was Mr. Ed. Oh. He was behind Jerry Seinfeld. He was the other TV star that all kids saw looked like a horse.
I loved it when that was the only form of transportation.
What, horses?
Horse-drawn carriages with scarves.
The kids, here's enough for two, the kids quiz. Kids say that he looks like a rooster.
Who is Don King?
Good guess, though.
Joe, your chance to steal.
Who is Dennis Rodman?
Yes.
Yes, $2 for you, Joe. You're back in control. Select again.
The same category for three, please.
The kids say he looks like a basset hound.
Who is President Clinton?
That's right.
$3 for you, Joe. You've taken a commanding lead.
Let's go with the final TV ratings for one, please.
Okay, we have final TV ratings and new on home video. So here we go. The final Nielsen ratings is for the whole season. This was last year's number one show. It fell to number five this year.
What is ER?
Candy, it's your chance to steal.
What is Home Improvement?
No, yes,
no, yes, no, yes, yes, yes. Oh, I feel like I'm in a ping pong match.
Yes, no, yes, Home Improvement. Last year, number one, this year, number five. Correct, Candy.
$1 for you, Candy. Select again, please.
I'll take the same category, TV ratings, for two.
I apologize, Candy. I was so positive you guys wouldn't get these right. Well, let's see if you get this one right.
Okay.
Last year, it was the number 33 show, and this year, it's the number 12 show.
What is NYPD Blue?
Joe, your chance to steal.
What is Chicago Hope?
Oh, I know. What is I Love Lucy?
No.
Damn.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, this brain. All right, Candy, you're in control.
TV ratings for three.
Didn't you work at Desilu for a while?
For about 3 weeks, I interned. He was a very heavy smoker.
Oh, Desi, yeah.
Yes, Desi and Lucy both.
Last year, this was the number 9 show. This year, it tumbled down to number 19.
What is New York Undercover?
Joe, your chance to steal.
What is Murder, She Wrote?
No, it's Roseanne.
Ooh.
The Roseanne Show.
I wish it was Murder, She Wrote. That's a fine young Sally. Ooh, I'll tell you that Angela Lansbury really makes my blood boil.
You'd like to connect those dots, wouldn't you?
I certainly would. I'd follow her roadmaps. Candy, you're in control.
Well, I think I'll take new on home video for one, please.
All right, Candy, this is the final category. New on home video for one stars Robin Williams.
Joe, your chance to steal.
What is Jumanji?
Jumanji!
Another dollar for you, Joe. Select again, please.
We'll take the same category for two, please.
Stars Jack Lemmon.
What is Grumpier Old Men?
There you go. Like Jack Lemmon has had any other movie the last 25 years.
I love the original Odd Couple.
Of course you do.
So does my friend Mike. All right, Joe, select again, please.
We'll close it out with new videos for three.
Now, this one, I don't blame you guys. You don't get this one. I had to look this one up. This new on home video stars Sean Patrick Flannery.
What is How to Make an American Quilt?
It's a good guess, though.
Candy, your chance to steal.
What is A Walk in the Clouds?
No.
No, it's that movie Powder about the guy with the very pasty complexion.
Oh.
Out on video already, huh?
Yes.
Why didn't you put any Chaplin films in there? Those really rock.
You were there with Charlie Chaplin, weren't you?
Yes, and Bob Dole. He told him he'd be president someday.
We've got these talkies now.
Oh, talkies.
Let's get to final Low-Budget-Jap-Buddy. Monty Burns, strongman of the ages. What is the score?
Joe finishes with $12. Candy, I love rock candy, finishes with $4. If I had teeth, I'd enjoy it every day.
Here is the final low-budget Jeopardy category, kids. And it is current events. You got a pretty good chance. Here's some current events for you. This famous couple announced that they are considering adopting a baby. Here's a hint for you. They already have a daughter. Okay? This famous couple announced that they are considering adopting a baby. And here's a hint for you. They already have a daughter. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and o'clock.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my fitness video. Get buff with Bernsie. I'll take you through my extensive exercise regimen, from 10 minutes of extensive weight training to my heart-pounding aerobic training. You'll get it all with my new tape, Buff with Bernsie. Get it now and go for the burn, or I'll release the hounds.
Release the hounds!
Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
It's game time now on JFK, with cash for you and me. It's time for dollar like little budget jeopardy.
All right, we will talk to Candy first.
Yes, Candy.
Candy, this famous couple announced that they are considering adopting a baby. Here's a hint. They already have a daughter.
Who are Bruce Willis and Demi Moore?
I'm sorry, Candy. That knocks you out of the game, but no one said life was fair.
JoJo, get back, JoJo. You can win if you have the right answer.
Who are Bill and Hillary Clinton?
Yes, sir.
And that means that Joe Hansen, you are still our low-budget Jeff Hardy champion.
Hooray.
Fantastic.
Hooray for Joe. Hey, listen, you can tell Joe about the wad of dough that he's won, big enough now to choke even a horse like Jerry Seinfeld, and Candy, parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu, Candy. Please don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Now, listen, here's Monty Burns with all the news for you. Monty!
Joe, you doubled your score to $24. With our bonus in your previous total, you now have $90. Bully!
Thank you very much, guys.
And, Candy, we have some gifts for you. You've won a pair of tickets to see the 125-250cc Pro National Motocross at Bud's Creek Raceway on June 16th. Are those motorcycles?
Yes, that'd be motorcycle races.
I hope they have sidecars. Oh, boy, the wind and what's left of my hair. But wait!
There's more.
You've won a Brita water filtration system. Some of the world's best-tasting water is as close as your faucet, or you could go to our pond in back of the plant. Oh. Brita lets you enjoy water the way nature intended, without leaving your home or office. Brita, tap into great taste. Thank you, Candy.
What was that? What was...
Thank you. I had a great time.
I was putting down the piece of paper and it taxed my right arm.
Oh, I gotcha.
Which is still paralyzed.
What, from trying to pick up the index card?
Yes, when I put the bone through my hip. I'm in agony.
Candy and Joe, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, kids. We do appreciate your patronage. And Monty, I guess I will see you in the gym.
Yes, buff with Bernsie. Don't forget, and on my way out, make sure you check out my vichette.
Hey, one more time before you go.
Yes, the pencil. All right.
Simple, everyday pencil.
Oh, I'm getting winded just thinking of it.
Come on now, try it. Let me see you pick it up. You want to try to use both of your talents?
Okay. I'm going to take my praying mantis-like hands and attempt to lift the pencil.
Pick it up, Monty. Come on, strong man. Roll it towards you. Can you pick it up, Monty? Can you pick it up?
It's coming.
Careful.
Hold on now.
Don't pick it up, Monty.
One moment, please.
Pick it up.
Just give me a second.
Pick it up. Can you? Hey, hold on. Hold on, it's off the ground. Hey! Hey! He picked up the pencil. Just
barely.
Smithers, I'm having palpitations. Help me, please. Where are you, Smithers? Goodbye. So long, Michelle.
Bye, Monty. We'll be right back.